Title: Born on Road Edit, Stretch a Subsign Workflow from Scratch in Ableton Live 12 with Minimal CPU Load. Intro: Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn a focused, CPU-friendly workflow in Ableton Live 12. Born on Road Edit, Stretch a Subsign Workflow from Scratch in Ableton Live 12 with Minimal CPU Load. We'll build a pure subsign with operator, stretch it two different ways, and render a lightweight mono audio asset you can drop into a drum and bass groove without killing your CPU. What we'll build a single note subsign using operator. Two low CPU stretched outputs, one re-pitch stretched sub. Very light on CPU, two pitch preserved stretched sub. Higher quality, made CPU light by resampling. A consolidated mono WAV you can load into simpler or play an arrangement. Step by step. A. Set up the subsign source operator 1. Create a new MIDI track and rename it subsign source. 2. Drop Ableton's operator on the track. It's lightweight. Use only oscillator and select a sine wave. 3. Set the octave to -2 first try -3 if you need it darker. Tune so the note sits around D0, D1 depending on your key. Keep unison off and detune at 0. 4. Amp envelope. Attack 0 10 ms, decay 0, sustain 1.0. Release between 150 and 350 ms depending on whether you want a tight or lingering tail. 5. Keep the filter bypassed or use a very gentle low pass if you want to remove any unnecessary highs. Operator is mono by default. Keep it that way. 6. Draw a single long MIDI note at your root pitch, 4 to 8 bars, so you have material to stretch. B. Quick low CPU method. Repitch stretch repitch simply resamples the audio. It's cheap and musical, but it changes pitch. 1. Record to audio. Create an audio track and set its input to resampling or route from the subsign track. Arm and record a single pass, then consolidate the resulting clip. 2. In clip view, turn warp on and choose warp mode equals repitch. 3. Stretch by dragging the right warp marker to the right. For example, 2 times the original length. The pitch will drop as you stretch. 4. When you like the result, consolidate or export the clip, then replace it with the exported audio and turn warp off. That makes the clip static and zero CPU for warping. C. Higher quality, pitch preserved method render to save CPU. This keeps pitch while stretching. Then you resample to avoid ongoing CPU cost. 1. Start from the recorded audio clip. 2. Turn warp on and choose warp mode equals tones for monophonic pitch preserving stretching. 3. Stretch the clip to the desired length with warp markers. For smoother tails, create loop points and crossfades as needed. 4. When happy, solo and render the stretched section to new audio. Either render selection to new audio or resample into a fresh audio track. 5. Import the rendered audio back and turn warp off on that clip. Now it's a static file and cheap to play. 6. Optionally drop the final WAV into simpler one-shot with warp off for chromatic playability at very low CPU cost. D. Final polishing and groove alignment 1. Make the audio mono with utility and set width to 0. 2. Apply a tiny low cut, EQ8 with a high pass at about 20-25 Hz. And a gentle low shelf if needed. 3. Align the stretched sub to your groove by nudging so the attack lines up with kick slash snare. Use the groove pool on drums, but keep the final stretched clip consolidated so you're not warping during playback. 4. If you want to keep the operator device but remove CPU usage, freeze track and flatten. Common mistakes to avoid: leaving warp active on finalized stretched clips that keep CPU high. Always resample slash export and turn warp off. Using Complex or Complex Pro for a simple sign, those modes are overkill for subs and heavy on CPU. Generating the subsign with multiple oscillators, unison, or heavy operator effects before committing. Keep it single oscillator and mono until you render. Keeping many small warped clips instead of consolidating. Consolidate to reduce CPU. Applying stereo widening or heavy effects to subs. Keep subs mono and simple. Pro tips and workflow habits: bake early, bake often. Whenever you like a stretched sound, render it and turn warp off or load it into simpler. Name files clearly, for example, born on road sub D1 2x repitch 150 ms rel. Keep a few length and method variants, 2 times, 3 times, and both repitch and tones, so you can audition quickly. Consider 16-bit mono WAV for smaller files if you need many quick assets, or 24-bit if you want headroom. Use simpler one-shot with warp off for cheap playback. Build a small instrument rack with utility and EQ and save it as a preset. If you like the operator sound, Freeze track right arrow flatten to convert it to audio without losing the chain. Mini practice exercise 1. Make the subsign an operator, 1 sign oscillator, octave minus 2. 2. Create a 4-bar MIDI note and record it to an audio track via resampling. 3. Use repitch warp mode to stretch the clip to 8 bars. Consolidate and turn warp OFF. 4. Add utility width equals 0 and EQ 8 with a low cut at 25 hertz. Save the clip as Born on Road sub stretch B1. 5. Load that sample into Sampler and play a 16th note bass groove to check how it locks with your drums. Recap: the workflow goal is Born on Road edit, stretch a subsign workflow from scratch in Ableton Live 12 with minimal CPU load. Create a mono single oscillator subsign and operator. 2. Stretching approaches: repitch for fastest, creative results, tones plus resample for better pitch preservation, but render and turn warp OFF to keep CPU low. Always consolidate or export the final stretched audio and keep it mono, faded, and organized. Closing out, try the mini exercise, save your stretched sub to the user library, and drop it into a drum and bass loop. You'll keep groove, get that stretched low-end flavor, and most importantly, keep your CPU happy.